I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. It's a new week.
What, can you actually believe we're in May?
Yeah, actually, Dan and I had that conversation at the kitchen sink going, what the hell?
Yeah. Last year really seemed to kind of drag on, whereas this year we're nearly halfway through.
Yes.
Which is, I think, because everyone's still living in a 2020 mentality.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Like it seems ridiculous to be nearly halfway through 2021.
21. Yes, that's it.
Sometimes I forget that 2020 happened. Like I skip from 2019 to 2021.
So you've
like in certain elements.
It.
Well, I don't know. Like what's the example I was just thinking of? Now I forgot it. When we went to the bank to talk about home loans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we're working out like how much we all earn and everything. And I was like, oh, I don't earn that much. Obviously because of like COVID. so I earned less in the financial year.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, COVID was 2020 and she was working out from 20 and I was already back at work in the financial year.
Yeah.
And so she goes, that was at the start of 2020. I was like, oh, I thought it was like the start of this year.
Feels closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I don't know.
It does feel a bit of a
Do you know what I'm doing if I'm quiet? But what it might be pertinent to this.
If you're what?
If I'm just being particularly quiet, it's because I'm building out the greatest caller database list ever. And so many of our listeners have said, put me down, put me down, put me down.
How many is there?
We're up to 33.
Whoa, that ruins everything.
Ruins?
Well, because he's 14. Talking about the 14 listeners. Yeah, but these people, you have to understand, these people aren't necessarily podcast listeners. They're also people from our social media who are frequent commenters and who are like, yeah, I'll talk to you guys. So the list is building.
That's good.
Which is great. So if you want to be on our caller list and you're one of the 14 who isn't on yet, shoot us a DM.
We could call you anytime though. Just know
well,
that.
You,
and
yeah,
it would generally be from a blocked number.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what I got? You know, last week when we were talking about Gillaroo stuff.
Oh, yes.
And we had a caller, Meryn. Yeah. Meryn from Mackay.
Yeah.
Well, off air, Meryn said that she actually goes out to, my cousin. Oh, how did it go?
She
sounds
knows,
made up.
she does
cutting with the horses. With one of my cousins who's in Mackay, and then my cousin sent me a message of Meryn on a horse on the weekend.
Oh, no way.
Getting a steer out of the little herd.
I had never heard of cutting before. I just didn't even know that that was a sport.
Well, it's not really a sport.
Like a
it's
hobby.
Like a yeah, well,
like it's a skill,
yes,
a technique.
It's a skill,
skill that people enjoy doing, so there's cutting.
Well, and it's for a purpose, right? So if you needed to get a particular cow out of the herd.
Yeah, but then they
to,
do
like,
it for entertainment.
Brand
they,
it or something. Yes.
It becomes, it's a skill that's functional and important in being on the land, but then they also do it for entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be you and me, baby.
All right, well, let's listen.
In 2 weeks.
Well, let's talk about what we're doing in 2 weeks. We're going to play you the show and then let's talk about what's happening in 2 weeks.
Those two girls. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy public holiday to all our Queensland listeners who, as if they're awake right now.
I had a huge weekend of sport. Lise, I know you're in the same boat as me. Our youngest kids, our 7-year-olds, both debuted. My girl as a netballer, your boy as a rugby league player.
Yeah, it was a big day, big day.
And then we backed it up by going to the netball yesterday, Arvo. We it's been nearly 2 years since I've sat courtside and watched a netty game in the flesh, right? So we went to the stadium. It was great. Just an amazing time. And I came home. Mum and Dad were at my house. They just let themselves in. It's becoming a problem. Mum watched the game on telly as well and then came out with her newly realised theory that to have such tall goal shooters on each team is cheating, in her words.
Isn't it strategic?
Right.
Isn't
yes.
that how the game
like,
is
but,
meant
but
to be?
Sarah, they just put their hands up and then the ball's in the hoop. I was like, yes.
No skill in that.
And then she transferred it across to basketball as well.
Yeah.
It's not you don't really, if you're just tall, then
parents
really
commenting on
like,
sport.
Then dad chips in. I think the hoops need to be made like submarine telescopes, where if somebody smaller is approaching it, it goes down, and somebody taller, it goes up. So there's the same inch distance between
that's
hand
like
height.
Your mum deciding that really thick built front rowers in rugby aren't fair because
and this is how
they should
how
just
works.
Be able to run into people no matter their size.
I said the same thing. So, Mum, gymnasts should never be short and tiny because they can
because it's
you
not
know,
fair.
Pummel through space. But well, that's right. You don't see tall gymnasts, do you?
No,
for a reason.
I think rugby league players should be built a little bit thinner.
Yeah, that's right.
Not as much muscle,
as frail
God
as possible.
Bless her.
Yeah. Really make it interesting. Oh, God
bless
I know. Biz. Anyway, we had a good laugh, but she still stuck to her guns. You know the beauty of just being in your mid-60s and not caring?
Would
just
she
kind
say
of
you,
like, this is my theory.
Is this why she wouldn't let you play netball? Younger?
No, that's
like,
different.
You're too tall, so that's cheating.
No.
I can't let you beat the other kids.
No, I didn't play netball because I have the hand-eye coordination of a sloth.
So Sarah
despite,
can't catch.
Despite being a tall woman myself, I never made a netball team, guys. I tried out.
Or any team.
I tried. Or any team. I played volleyball once in grade 11.
I loved me a game of softball. Loved it.
Yeah, I was always that T-ball, probably more up my alley, where the ball was actually in situ.
Yeah.
And I was always that kid
game, was it?
No,
that was
T-ball,
a school team.
T-ball was a school game, usually for grade one.
Yeah.
And then you progress. Grade one, maybe grade two. And then you progress.
But I was always that kid in T-ball who dummy the huge hit, you know, and then just tap it off and try and get to
bunt.
First. Yeah.
I think the term is bunt.
Never went for the home run.
And I scream when I'm chased.
Just
so
went
even
for
when
was
I,
good enough.
If I could see somebody picking up the ball while I was getting to first, all you'd hear is.
Meanwhile, Sarah's in grade 7 playing against the grade 1s.
Yeah, that was good times.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Look, Monday morning and over the weekend it's come to light that our dear old mate, our favourite walrus, Wally, has been his usual delinquent self. So, of course, Wally came to our attention more than a month ago now when he was found floating on a sheet of ice that they think had drifted from somewhere in the Arctic off the coast of Ireland. He'd fallen asleep and just had quite the nap on a slab. And since then, he's ended up over on the Welsh coast. He's just day tripping.
I mean, that happened to me, like hungover one time, overseas. It's okay.
Just on the Ural or something?
Yeah, so like when you're on a train, you fall asleep.
That's exactly right. You can wake up in another country.
Like, oh.
Meant to get off at Hamburg, you're in Luxembourg.
And you only have enough money to take that one trip. You have to walk the rest of the way home.
Oh, Contiki flashbacks. anyway, Wally is still off the Welsh coast, but over the weekend he was basically stopped a lifeboat crew doing a rescue because he was on their slipway, which is, I believe, it's a new term I've learned, but it's the thing that their boat sits on.
What? Oh, yes.
Or is right next to. So he'd been feeding. He'd been there for days, apparently. One of the volunteers tried to shoo him away with a broom. Wally was having none of that. Wasn't aggressive, just kind of gave them a look that said, that's not going to move me. Eventually an air horn was what they blasted at him to get him to slide off into the water. He's people are starting to get annoyed at Wally, I think, because this article called him an Arctic beast. And nobody's spoken about him in
that's
that way before.
Before
you
it
go
was
from
all
cute, yeah, cute, lovable to
a beast.
Now you're a beast.
Here's the thing. Do we think that maybe, I'm starting to think, like, he's such a larrikin and he's such a prankster. Could he be someone amazing reincarnated?
That's a stretch, but.
Right. I'm just.
Like who?
I don't know. Like Vale Robin Williams, but like how amazing would Robin Williams be coming back as a bloody walrus? You know? Like he's funny.
I mean, this is a.
I think you've looked too much
this is,
into
it. No, I'm just a twist on the story I hadn't seen coming.
What walrus? Like walruses aren't typically like this. I tell you what, you two, if I if I fall off this mortal coil,
you're going to come back as a delinquent thick boy walrus.
I'm just saying, if you see an animal making news headlines, you better think, could it be Lizzie? I don't know. It's just very unusual walrus behaviour. Could it be someone amazing we've overlooked?
He doesn't seem frightened of people in any way, shape or form. Like, he's just not prepared to move his life to accommodate the needs of humanity.
He's trying to get our attention.
Did the rescue go okay? Did they rescue whoever they were trying to rescue?
They didn't even report on that. It was just whether Wally moved with a broom or an air horn. Right? So I'm going to assume the rescue went fine once they finally removed him. But, yeah, I don't appreciate their tone. Just Arctic beast. He'd just been feeding on the slipway. I mean, just let...
All I'm saying is if the next Wally the Walrus story is that he has whipped cream on his face and his brassiere's on fire, I'm telling you, it's Mrs. Doubtfire. It's Robin Williams. My point is proven. I'm telling you, there's something in this.
Given he popped up 2 weeks ago with a starfish on his face, he is...
Exactly.
This is a cry for attention. You're right, Liz, you're onto something. 100%.
Thank you.
Give it to the news articles. You heard it here first, Those Two Girls.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'm going to pop up a little... TikTok I came across over the weekend. An American guy in Nashville who's sort of running through the things he used to do when he was younger that he will never do again. Take a listen.
Things that I did when I was younger but probably will never do again in my life unless I absolutely have to. Number one, we have sprinting. I'm turning 30 this year. There's no reason for me to want to be faster on foot. Only time I see myself running at full speed is if it was away from something that was trying to kill me, and even then I'd probably still die because I haven't stretched much lately, and I wouldn't make it 20 yards without a hamstring blowout.
I mean, it's very, very true. When was the last time you sprinted for no reason? Like, I remember as a kid, little lunch, big lunch, you were out there like the bloody coyote.
Yeah. Just playing bull rush.
And then you'd go into class all dirty and sweaty and everything. That didn't matter.
Loved it. Loved it. Yeah. And like, I think I've said this to you before, Sarah. I miss getting a stitch. I miss getting winded. Yeah. Believe it or not, the scariest moment of your life ever is being winded. We've spoken about this, but it speaks to the fact that you're adventurous as a kid and you do a lot of things that now we do no longer.
It's true. When I think about running, I mean, I'm not talking about running at a like an exercise class.
That's
there for a purpose.
Sprinting.
But actually, in life, I can't remember the last time I bolted. Even, you know, if you're looking like you're missing a bus, then all of a sudden you kind of graduate to this weird T-Rex run.
Yeah, you're not breaking
out. Where you're kind of like hoping the bus sees you in your moment of need,
distress.
But you won't hurry.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Well, like, you'll hurry, but
because if you're really sprinting,
like,
it's embarrassing.
Wrists,
it's like
wrists.
Everyone knows you're sprinting because you missed the bus.
Yeah, but see, children commit. Yeah. Like, my youngest will sprint from the bathroom to the kitchen at any given time. He's like, just, they love to run. They just
do it. But there becomes a point where it's just not kind on your body either. I had a girlfriend who ended up having bursitis in her hip, and how old was she? 40 when it happened. And she went to the physio, and the physio said, what have you been doing to bring this on? And she said, oh, well, I've been going to, a PT or what have you, and did do some sprints. And he said, what are you doing that for at your age? Like, you absolutely can't go from doing no sprints since you were 11 to then thinking that your body's still going to be up to speed, pun intended, at that age.
I mean, there's a few other things that this guy on TikTok listed. The other one that caught my attention was he'll never fly budget airlines again, like he did that when he was younger. Like, remember when is Tiger Airways?
Yeah, I think they're still around.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Come on.
They're not. Oh, yeah, but Sarah, you and I did that. You and I did that. We took that risk when we were younger. Yeah, and it was stressful.
But it was in our mid-30s. It wasn't
We were younger.
Super young. Also, like, I'll still happily take a Jetstar flight.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
low rent mogul.
Yeah, I said what was the word I used? It's too funny.
I don't know. Budget.
Not budget. Of course, as if we're going to fly bloody Qantas.
Yeah, I know. We can't afford Qantas all the time.
No.
Can't lower your prices.
But I'm talking like, will you make it type of.
13, not from a safety actually, perspective, yeah, but from a...
Which is the one over in the UK? Is it Ryanair?
Oh, my God.
I think once I got a 10-pound flight from London to Glasgow.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, it was cheap, also the glory of being on a 10-pound flight.
You'll probably never do that again.
But you just...
I was young, though.
Have an appointment booked in at the other end for those budget airlines. You can't because
I will never... No, I will never go backpacking again. I will never go backpacking again
My
life.
What about our eat, pray, love moment in our 50s?
I'm taking a suitcase with wheels.
I'm not taking
a backpack. In fact, staying in any accommodation that's got fewer features than my own home is also something I will never do
again. I'm never going to take a shot of Zambuca again.
Oh, that's the one thing guaranteed to make me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 13, 10, 60.
I
had one of those.
Mandy in Ipswich on 13, 10, 60. What's something you did when you were younger that you will never do again?
I will never get married again.
Oh, I can hear the conviction in your voice there, Mandy. How old were you when you tied the knot?
The first time was 23.
Okay. Oh, and the second time?
Was 32.
32. And you're done with that now, Mandy?
I'm done.
So
absolutely done.
I'm genuinely curious though. So if somebody comes into your life and sweeps you off your feet, this is your hard line stance. Like, I will never get married again.
He would have to be pretty up there.
Yeah.
Like a George Clooney?
Nah, George is too old. George is too old for Mandy now.
Mandy doesn't need George Clooney. No.
He'd have to be pretty friggin' special.
There you go. Yeah.
Mandy, I mean, would you fly a budget airline again?
No, probably not.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
How's this for a story that I think could possibly form the basis for a very high rating sitcom? I'm going to take you over to the US of A, in fact, to Oklahoma, where a young 19-year-old named Madison was moving to Arkansas and needed to find a place to live. She had her job lined up. She just needed accommodation. 19, you need something that's affordable, don't you? Mm. Right? You need to keep those pennies in your pocket wherever possible. So she signed the lease on a 2-bedroom apartment sight unseen for $350 a month. She thought, this is great value.
Good.
Looks nice online. She arrived at Arkansas. She moved in and she suddenly realized that all her neighbors were significantly older than she was. And she's posted a photo to her TikTok, which has amassed 3.5 million views. Turns out Madison's moved into a retirement village.
How did they not? You sort of have to tick off a few requirements before
rocking
up to. Yeah, usually that, like, surely a birth certificate.
Well, no,
a starting
apparently.
Point, a driver's license.
Apparently, if you're wondering about the minimum age requirement, this particular building is, while it's designed for seniors, it's apparently equal opportunity housing, meaning they don't discriminate based on age. But she, Madison's come out and said that her new living situation has largely been very positive. Her home is always super quiet because her neighbours are usually asleep when she gets home. She can play music whenever she wants to because some of them can't hear.
Hard of hearing.
And she said, another fun thing is whenever I get to come home after a long day, everyone asks me how I'm going, how I'm doing, how my day's been. And she sort of joked and said, if you're struggling with rent, start your early retirement, that this is the way to go. I mean, it makes me laugh because when Wills and I were away over the Easter holidays, we went to the beach for a few days. And in Queensland, there's a place called Parisian Waters, which is largely a retirement thing on the
community, yes.
Right? Anyway.
Because there's Parisian Beach.
Yes.
Which the younger folk go to because, you know.
Oh, no, not Pelican Waters.
Pelican
Waters, sorry, my mistake. And Wills had gone for a big walk kind of around there from where we were staying. He said, there's some beautiful properties, beautiful properties around there. Excellent views, just, you know, really.
Handrails in the dunny.
And so I jumped on realestate.com, and sure enough, there looked like there was some good apartments sort of around the $240,000 mark.
Okay.
And I said to Will, like, you realize these are
it's
for
an over
seniors 50 living.
Plus
it's
community.
A, yeah. And he was like, I don't think that's just solely what it is. I'm like, mate, that's what it
can
is.
Can you buy them if you're not?
Well, yes, you could, but you'd end
I'm
up like you'd end up like Madison and living with.
Okay, can we put a photo of Madison's new yes. digs up on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah?
Absolutely.
And can someone from Pelican Waters just reach out and let us know?
It is
if
a beautiful
interested in investment opportunities.
It is a beautiful neck of the woods. It really is.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
A few of our long-time listeners will probably want an update on my youngest boy's first rugby league game, which was on Sunday. You touched on it briefly at the top of the show, Sarah. So Max has joined a rugby league club, and Sunday morning off we went for his very first game
ever.
Can
I just stop you there? Because they're long-time listeners may know your backstory, but anybody just tuning in will not know the rugby league connection. If you were a mad fan in the early to mid 2000s, I suppose you would need to know that Lisa's husband is a beast of a player.
Well,
Dane Carlo, former beast of a player.
Yeah.
Who played
Broncos,
State of Origin for Queensland, and he was in the Kangaroos team, and he was good at
and
what
we,
he did.
And we've put off our children playing rugby league because Dane is quite introverted. He's happy to have moved on.
Oh, he's just slunk away from private life.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't he's
not clinging on to the club.
So his nightmare was always being a sideline former rugby league player and his child being on the field. Well, of course, our youngest doesn't know any of that and had wanted us to cheer, go Carlo, Carlo's got the ball. That was his preferred cheering method. And just before the game started at warm-up, he said in his loudest voice, "Dad, can you kick the ball as high as you did when you were in the Broncos?" And it echoed all over the field. And I was like, this is the nightmare come true. But Dane kicked a doozy of a bomb.
Big Daddy's still got it.
There's only one.
Nearly took out one of the children. It was really remarkable. I was like, he's still
Lakers
got it.
Pass. It's with Carlo.
Just listen.
He beats one. Carlo's away. Carlo will score. Carlo has leveled. It is 18-all now.
That was actual audio
State
of me
origin,
on Sunday morning.
Game three.
But can you just tell people how many tries?
Maxi scored four tries.
He's
four
got it.
Tries.
I'm telling you, it's going to be Carlo's got the ball 2.0.
Carlo's got the ball
Absolutely.
Again.
I'm so pleased. And was Dane just was he loving life?
Dane was in the sheds putting equipment away at the end so that nobody would come up to him.
That's
thanks,
the
guys. Have a great week.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
All right, first things first, we did have messages on Instagram roll through during that show telling us that the blue...
Sorry, it's been a while.
Unnecessary cry for attention. that the blue gobstoppers were, in fact, called kablooies.
And the lollipops were called melody pops.
Right.
Don't you love it when people are on the ball? We were live on air and someone, I think Dino is his name.
Right.
Dino, if you're listening. Well, no, you're not because you listen to the show live. He came through with the goods.
And I had forgotten that kablooies had the bubble gum. In the centre of
them. Yes, and they were very blue. And that was the colouring that made kids nuts. Remember when there was the discovery that it wasn't just red cordial, that blue colouring was actually the real devil?
Yes.
And it was, I can't remember, was it like preservative 212 or
whatever?
It was a specific colouring that made kids absolutely bonkers.
What other good lollies were there? I remember,
you can't get past
a nerd. Bubble tape. Remember bubble tape?
Yeah, bubble tape. The nerds were just so huge.
Bubble gum tape.
Well, even fads or as they were.
Yeah,
called fags back in the day.
Like as in
the cigarette.
See, I think that must have been before my time because I only ever remember them being fads.
But that just goes to show how times have changed because you'd have these kids walking around.
Yeah, pretending eating, to smoke.
Pretending to smoke durries.
Yeah. And we saw nothing.
And then the other option was a Big Boss.
Which
was the cigar.
The cigar.
That kind
they
of.
They still exist.
That made you look like a mafia boss. Like, it's so
weird. I
wouldn't
mind a Big Boss. I
Whereas now when you think of kids, like kids who eat fads now have no idea because they're just white musk sticks kind of thing.
It's like making a lolly in the form of a syringe.
Yes. Because they used to have the little red light on the end, like they were lit up.
Yeah.
Durry.
Where?
I mean, times they are a-changing.
They are.
For the better. All right, so back to horses. We've booked a trail ride. It's happening.
We've done it. We've actually put our money where our mouths are.
We're having a celebratory...
we're going horse.
Trot?
Horseback. Yeah. I don't know if we'll be trotting because unfortunately when I booked it, she had to... the lady said, I need weights for the horses.
Yeah.
Because obviously they need to know...
What sort
balance.
Of horse? Yeah.
And our experience, our horse riding experience.
Oh, you didn't lie?
No, I didn't lie.
What did you write, Sarah?
I said, we're tall novices.
I used to have horses.
I don't like being
and I don't know what this, like, because I put down, I put our weights down, but I also had to specify how, well, I decided it was important for them to know how tall we were so that they
don't
put us
on,
like, there's nothing more awkward
like
than a tall person. A tall person on a tiny horse.
It's
a,
right? We're going to be like Mary and Joseph from biblical times.
And I didn't know what
this
lady's sense of humor was because I didn't want to be like, we're novices, but like one of us has watched a lot of horse riding films. Like I've watched Manfredo 1 and 2. I've watched Braveheart. Like Sarah, I'm pretty down with the
horses. Jase, have you sent us those assets?
What assets? No, not yet.
Okay, right.
For JJ. We've got a new 40 episode
got
out
a new
today.
40 episode. It's a doozy.
Yep, JJ Ferrari one to listen to. Love
is
it.
Doozy positive?
Doozy, yeah.
Yeah, it's something big, something monumental.
Yeah,
it's
a doozy. It's big news.
Big. It's a big one. All right, let's go.
Okay, bye.
Well, guess we're done here.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.